Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. It's Linda Lakewood.
No, hi, Linda.
I said hi, Ruth.
Oh,
this is Nancy.
From Houston.
From Houston.
I hope you guys are coming on the WebEx.
I'm already on, but it's not letting it open.
Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning, Ruth. Good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Monty.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning, whoever that was. Okay, it's almost getting time to get started. Anybody else going to tell me who you are? Somebody I can tell is driving along. So let us know who you are. Star 6, and then when you want to say something, you'll need a star 6 again. So I think it's time to get started. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Health Style USA. We are here because of our mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit, it is. So, Wisdom Wednesday day, maybe. I almost forgot it was my day. I'm still not quite with the Wednesday. If you want to receive the Health Style email, please send an email to me at nothurton@gmail.com. That's N-O-T. But for you who are not on the screen, N-O-T period, Hurton, H-U-R-T-N, @gmail.com. And put Health Style email in the subject line so that I'll know who's calling. If at some time you're not able to be on the call and you want to hear the call, you may go to, thanks to Steve Crowfoot, www.allswell.org, which is allswell.org. And then you have to go down to the Health Style spot that Steve has for us. And then you can listen to the messages. So, good morning, everyone. How's everybody today?
Great.
Anybody have any new exciting news that you want to share right off the bat? Okay. Oh, Karen said something yesterday about meeting a goal for the month, or I don't know what exactly. Somebody's shuffling their papers or scraping their desk. I don't know what they're doing, but if that's you, maybe you'd like to star 6. And then if you want to say something, you star 6 again to unmute. So today we are going to, when Karen was talking, I remember now what she said, but she said, made me just wake up to something that we have not really been talking about enough and doing. And that would be setting some definite goals. My slide doesn't have an edge, and I've been putting edges on it. And some of these things I just finished this morning. I didn't think of them last night. And so I thought I would just make a little picture of our lifeline and what some of the things are that we want to accomplish. Probably early on, a lot of us decided that we wanted to have a family, and we wanted to study and get some education, and or at least our parents wanted us to. And my little dot out here, a lot of us want to know more about where we came from and where we're going, and we find that in some of our scriptures and our faith. And I thought it might be good for us to make a plan of the things we want to accomplish then out here and tied up with the faith is that a lot of us have an afterlife. So for our afterlife, we have a choice out here. You can see there's a cloud that's even in the shape of a heart, of a place that we plan to go after our life. And if we don't do too much planning here, we get completely off the track. We might go someplace else that's not so pleasant and rather hot, represented here by a flamey little fire. And a lot of us really want to make a difference in our lives, and we talk about making a difference quite a bit. So there's a little world that says making a difference. And all of us on this call, I believe, want to do things. We have a goal of having good health all of our life. And so there's a little map here of all the things we have to do. There's sleep. There's controlling our stress. I really didn't look at this too much since I just found out. I was pretty excited about this little picture. Our diet, our sleep, someplace we can go to get some help if we need help, which looks like a hospital or something, or call up somebody for some help. Do our exercise. So some of the things here that we are working on, and some of the things that you can do to work on those. And, you know, I know that you all have more things, as do I, that go in here on this page. But these are quite a few of the basics, or a few of the basics. And then also have a positive attitude, and you says, you know what? Yes, you can. You can do all of these things. You can make a difference. You can make a plan and stay healthy. And we were doing terrific Tuesday yesterday. Anybody, first of all, before I turn the page, does anybody have anything that you think we ought to have on this page that I haven't put on here yet? What else do you have on your page? What else do you have you put on your goal chart? Or do you want on your goal chart? If you guys are all muted, I can't hear you.
Travel and missions.
All right, travel and some missions and go help some other people. That
right.
Sounds like a part of eliminating some stress. You go traveling and vacationing. Thank you, Doug. Then that will help the stress level, help you. And then if you're helping to go on a mission, making a difference, then there you'd be. Okay, that would be a good one. I should have a little icon for that. Let me make a little list. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, well, here's some more ideas here. On the next page, I made a little change to our goal chart. I was thinking, whatever it was that Karen said that now, I thought I probably have it on my notes, but I don't have those out right now. I'm sure I do. That here we are, we're keeping track of where we are, but we didn't have our chart where we wanted to go. We didn't have our goals on there. You know how it is with a sailboat. You get in, you don't have a decision of where you're going to go, or any kind of a boat, or a car, or airplane. You probably will not end up anywhere much. If you were playing a basketball, if you were playing a game of any kind, if there was no end, how do you like to play even a board game with no place? If you sat down to play a game, you probably go wandering around and not know where to go, or you're so bored you wouldn't play it because there's no place to see if you win or if you didn't win, if you accomplished anything or if you didn't accomplish anything. So playing basketball, we probably just run around bouncing the ball and running and maybe trying to hit the basket. But if there's no end to the game, pretty soon we probably get tired and bored and just quit doing that. And so I thought, wow, with our game, I can't believe I didn't put on this chart the goals. So you probably want to flip this chart over and write some of your main goals on that. Or maybe you'll put them on our NECAN goal chart and then just sort of note them on here. You can write on here all over the place. There's white space at the top. There's some on their feet, room all around here where you can put some goals. But especially the main ones you're going to put on here. Okay, then, here we have what we're doing every week, but we didn't say how much progress we wanted to make this month. What progress are you? Maybe you have that down already. How who has already had their main goal written on their chart, and who has the amount that they want to do this month or this year, and then this week. What are some of the goals you have set and what you want to accomplish related to our health style call? I had a goal to reach 128, and that was been my goal, but I really didn't put it down to the month or to the year, and I was getting to get there practically. It was going so slowly, because when you're getting near your goal, that's how it is. But I'm going to make that by the end of this month, and I'm almost there. So I only have about 2 pounds to go. So I can do that. And that was my goal when we started at the beginning of the year. It certainly had taken me a long time to get there. But if I had that goal up there, I bet I would have gotten there a lot faster. Some other goals, get my blood pressure down. And I've gotten that down, but I don't know if you can control how fast that's going to go down or not. But I think because we have some of those goals in mind, if not on paper, that we have learned a lot more things because we want to not have inflammation and cause all these problems. We've been studying more about inflammation. We want to have fewer toxins. We've been studying about those, and we're really excited about learning all these things because it helps us with our goal to be healthier. So what goals in particular does anybody want to talk about? What they have on their chart, or something that they have, a weight goal, or a another one we have is learning things. We all like to learn things, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that too. And somebody else, do you or do you not have goals on your paper? You don't have to tell us what they are unless you want to.
This is Kathleen, and I have one to reduce the inflammation because I have osteoarthritis, and I've been able to handle it fine for a long time without any aspirin or any medication, but now it's really kicking up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting off with Kathy Abascal's muffins this morning. I'm going to work through trying to keep track of what I'm doing in every way to alleviate that.
Okay, so now do you have that on a goal board visual on your goal board somewhere, Kathleen?
No, I just recommitted last night, and I'm at the lake, so I can't get onto the internet to get it on a.
Oh, okay.
But
Kathleen is about Lake Chelan. I think you're at Lake Chelan, right?
Yes.
Okay, and beautiful, beautiful lake. So. Then you know that you want to cut back on inflammation. So what is your, then breaking that down, what are the things that you're doing to cut back on your, that you know you have to do to cut your inflammation?
Well, I need to be very careful what I put in my mouth. And it has to be non-inflammatory. And I am drinking the PI Mag water, which
mm-hmm.
will help me a lot. If the one that's alkalinated,
mm-hmm.
and I have to exercise,
mm-hmm.
and take all the nutritionals. The Niken nutritionals will help me a lot with that. The liver support, and well, I take all
mm-hmm.
of them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about your diet and your nutritionals.
Mm-hmm.
What about this, one of the things you're working on, I know also, is cutting back on your stress.
Yes. Well, that's sleeping by the water. It's like camping out here. It's a screen porch we live on. And so I'm here by the water and watch the moon come up and the sun come up, and I swim. That
mm-hmm.
helps the stress. And uh-huh. and I do devotionals, and that helps the stress.
You do what?
Oh, I read devotional. I'm a firm believer in God, so I read
mm-hmm.
things to get me closer to Him first thing.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for sharing, Kathleen. Anybody else?
I'm going to write down everything that goes in my mouth.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Keeping that journal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Help a lot.
Okay, so that's something for you to think about. Tracking your success, having the goal in mind. I'm sure you have it in mind, but having it, maybe making the pictures, again, are something that, and having that to look at every day. And then breaking that goal down into a goal you can control. And we, that's essentially what we do in having Transparent Tuesday, is set the goal for that week. And then, okay, did we make our goal or not? And I don't know if we've been putting in some of those little important the goals, where we want to go, so that we'll be sure and get there. Okay, this is, I put down my slide so I can see where I'm going. we're going to look at, hopefully I got it. I still have that there. Monty. Okay, there it is. Monty sent me a little diagram. And so here's a little diagram that he sent. But when I put it on here, I cannot move it. So I have to go to my desktop for a moment. Those might be on there. And I want to show you what this little desktop does. I had it open, but I think I accidentally closed it. So just a second, I can get it real, I think. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. Oh, well, I'll just show you on it. So if you, on the one that we can send out, maybe we can send it, or Monty can send it to us, I'll forward it, and I think then you'll be able to open. So if you put your little cursor of your computer on the mouth, it will tell you what the mouth is, and if you put it on this little word, it will tell you epiglottis and what that is, and the pharynx and esophagus, and it'll tell you what it is and what it does. Well, here's an example. Let's see. I must have the digestive, so if you put it on digestive system, I don't know for sure that one does it, that consists of the parts of the body working together help turn food and liquids into the building blocks and fuel the body needs wherever you, oh, and here's where Monty found it. Monty, I really thank you for this. I wish I could have been able to put it on, but you can't ever put anything on and have it move except for just animation. It's sort of animated by itself, and you get it on this site, kidshelp.org/parent/interactive/digestive. But if you're on our email list, well, then I'll email that out so that you can look at it. I thought it was quite fun. Okay. So along with the learning part, sometimes I feel like that we're going through things and I'm not learning them enough. We don't repeat it very often, and so I'm not learning them. And so I thought, well, I'll just do like I did with homeschooling the girls. So here we have the digestive tract in a game. And if you're not on the WebEx, then you, and you guys can see this WebEx right now, can't you? Can you not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because sometimes when I come back up, it doesn't come back up, or I did something wrong. Okay, so just looking at that being sometimes frustrated with not knowing all the parts of the body because I did not ever take anatomy, and so I don't know all of them, and sometimes when we have some words that we don't, I want to know how to pronounce them, I want to remember how to pronounce them, and I want to remember what they are. And the way to do that is to go back and review. And so I thought I would show you some things that we could do and see if you want to do that. So here is, we had epiglottis, and I thought, well, good grief, uses the word glottis in the word to tell me what it was, so I better know what a glottis is also. And so you have a game here, and when I was teaching the girls, I wasn't using the computer that much. I made little words, and then I made the answers, and you could have them on the back side. Or you could have them, you'd have these little rectangles with the words on them, and then you'd have the answers on something, and you had to match them up. Or I'll show you another method I use with a different one. So if I click on glottis, there it goes, and you can see it's spelled, it's pronounced glottis. Okay, so then what is that? And you click on the definition, and I think I have to click a forward. Number two, it is the opening in the upper part of the larynx between the vocal cords. So the glottis is an opening in your throat, if you know about it, because you know that's where your vocal cords are, at least. I didn't do the larynx yet. And so then I can look at what this funny-looking word is. It looks like a pig glottis to me. But I think it'd be better if we think of to learn how to pronounce it and remember, instead of a pig, let's say a peg, because it's sort of a little, let's say, pronounce it, and there's a pronunciation, F, S, glot, being bold, S. Actually, they had I, S, but I thought it would be more clear if it said is with two S's, because then you wouldn't say epiglottis, epiglottis. So now you guys can practice saying that, but what is the epiglottis? And so you can uncover this one, and it's a thin, valve-like cartilaginous structure that covers the glottis during swallowing, preventing the entrance of food and drink into the larynx. So here we are learning the vocabulary of our body, so when we're reading about something, we'll know exactly and have a picture in our mind of what it is. So back in the back of your throat is your epiglottis. Okay, then it has a pharynx. And so to learn how to pronounce that, there's a pronunciation. We uncover that one as pharynx. And I didn't find out yet what the difference is between a pharynx and a larynx. But it says a tuber cavity with its surrounding membrane and muscles that connects the mouth and the nasal passages with the esophagus. Esophagus. I think most of us know kind of what the esophagus is, but maybe we should do that. And I didn't do these bottom ones yet. So if we took three words of our anatomy and learned them every day, well then, that relates to what we were studying, which was the digestive tract, well then we'd have a lot of game boards, but it's certainly handier to have them on the computer than to have them stored in plastic bags like I do upstairs with all the countries of the world and parts of speech and all the things that I did in school, well, for kids. Okay, so here's herbs and spices challenge. Let's see who knows these. Okay, we have nine little blanks to fill in. And so we have, what is it that relates to curcumin, turmeric? We need to learn what all these things are. There's so many things to learn. Broccoli, glutathione, and I don't know how to pronounce all these, and taurine. These all relate to this word. And actually the same word is in verse 2. Does anybody figure out all except number 5 are the same? Anybody want to guess what this word is? Well, this is the same one over here. No wonder it relates to so many things. I copy and paste, and I copied and pasted and forgot to put in something different over here on the right. So anyway, you get the idea. What is the word that we're filling in all of these except number 5? They stimulate. All these spices stimulate what? Omega 3 fats such as fish oil and DHA improve our
inflammation.
Close. Okay. Let's open up. And then this one, this is something that's a crystal crystallable bioflavonoid glycosides. How can we even learn all these things if we don't know what they mean? Occurring in most citrus foods, especially in the spongy envelope of oranges and lemons. Everybody remember what that was? It was a word we learned, sort of. I think most of us said, what is that? Okay, so let's open up our key. We have it covered up for those of you who are here. And so that would be on the back of these little things if I have them, or we would have a double that you'd have to match. Well, are we going to turn it? Oh, there we go. And we have the pronunciation also, Hesperidin. And so that's a glycoside that occurs in citrus fruits. And I think we were talking about that the other day, and I just couldn't remember hearing about it before. And oranges and lemons will improve our detoxification. Helps us detoxify. So all of these blanks, and 1, 2, 3, 4, don't pay attention to those over there, they're the same, is something that we can eat to improve detoxifying. And so now we have it on a little game, and once in a while you can just go back and see if you can answer the questions, and that way pretty soon you'll learn them, you remember them all. I wanted to put different words, different spices actually, different kinds of spices, and we'd have different one for foods. Herbs and spices challenge is what that one would be. Anyway, and this takes a little while to do, but otherwise, if I don't do that, and if I want to know these, well then, if I don't take the time to do that, then I can learn all these things, but I don't have that great of a memory. If I don't repeat them, then I'll just forget about them. And if I'm going to learn them, I want to keep them in my head. And so this also goes along with anti-aging and keeping our mind alert is to be studying some different things and learning different things. And we're certainly doing it on this call, but this is just one step further. And even if you guys didn't want to do it, it would be worth it for me to do it because I want to remember these things. And so it helps me just to do them. I learned them a lot just as I'm making them. I learned a lot of the things when I was teaching the girls, and because it's just in making these things. So that's all of them I got made for this week. So if you have some discussion about these things, I'd like to hear about it. What do you think about having a little game time on Wednesday or something where we go and we just have a couple of these little boards and we see how many of them you can remember? You don't even have to do it out loud. You can just check it and see if you can say it. If the cover is on the pronunciation, can you still say how to pronounce this word right here? But now you have it helped because I can't make it cover back up until I close it and open it again. What do you think?
I'm for doing it.
You're for doing it. Good, Doug.
I do have a question. At what level were your girls at when you began to teach these things? There's some pretty big words in here sometimes.
I've always taught my kids big words from the time they're two.
Okay.
Even just starting the basic words when they're born. Then we always use big words, and so they kind of get a kick out of knowing how to use big words.
Yes.
I guess
I did the same thing. We didn't preschool, but two of my daughters are preschooling now, homeschooling.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do homeschool, but two of my daughters are homeschooling. One's just starting this year. The other one's been doing it for a couple of years now. I think they'd be quite interested in these things.
Well, one of our goals, my goal, is if we, you know, in having this, is that we will share our lifestyle call and invite people on, and on our Thursday night calls as well. So one of our goals is to share with more people, make a difference. And so those daughters maybe would like to come on, and then they can. I'll have different methods, not too many different methods. Mostly I made little game boards that I laminated and cut up in pieces. and I have them in bags, and I still have a box of them upstairs.
A good
like
idea.
Parts of speech and geography and history and even parliamentary procedure. So,
excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what are some things that you'd like, if you'd like to do just a couple of these once in a while, and are there any things in particular that you'd like to learn about and have, I mean, maybe all the things that, if I hear what you guys want to do, well, then I can do those first. Otherwise, I just go ahead and do whatever I want to remember that comes out of these lessons, but I don't think we can do all of the things. I don't know. So we'll pick out some of the best ones that we want to remember out of the lessons or something. Comments?
Well, I think doing the digestive track and being sure we know what all the major parts are is important. It's where health starts, is in your digestive tract, so it's a good starting point, seems like to me. I'm sort of familiar with things, but I still don't remember all of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, how do you say these words? Parts of the body here. And so I started to look up some of these others that I didn't really know what they were. They're different parts of the intestine, but then if we have the definition also, we know exactly how the bile and the liver work together with the intestines and that type of thing. And knowing about the pancreas and what it does and some of the things that we've talked about and all of the cancer of the pancreas is just getting epidemic these days. And so if we know better how it works, and we're learning some more in part of what I was studying, that pancreas should be discussed as a part of the digestive system because it certainly has an active part. And then just learning how our body, we haven't really studied very much about how our body stores or does not store fat. Like our proteins, when you're eating a protein, it tells your body to release fat. And if you're eating carbohydrates, it's going to tell it to store fat, which is why we're eating fruits and vegetables for our carbohydrates because they are not such a heavy, high carbohydrate, whereas if we eat all the grains and sweets and things, they're harder on the, make the pancreas work harder, and they also make us gain weight. So we can put the things we want to learn, we can make on the board, and you can make these on yourself. They're pretty easy to make it. Make these things. It's not something that's difficult, it's just time-consuming. But and being time-consuming, it can help us to reach a goal if we want to remember them. If you're like me, you've got to look at it more than one time. If I just hear about it once, that's really good, but I've got to go back and review that again. After about three reviews, I've got it. I know that Jeff was saying, they were talking about this, and nobody knew what it was. I knew what it was. I knew that where that country was. I knew that from what we studied. So I had to review it. Okay. Well, that isn't learning a whole lot of new things, except maybe the epiglottis, and I don't know, probably already knew those maybe. So.
No, I didn't know those things.
Thank you very much for teaching us. I didn't know them either, and I'd like to know them.
Yeah.
Well, I taught biology in Christian school for 1 year, and we went over all these things, but that was like 30 years ago. So, you know, I don't remember.
Okay. You have any ideas of other things that you would like to have? I'd like to comment on that, and then how you'd like to work goal setting. Whoops. I didn't plan to cover that one.
Are you going to put this chart on? I always write a goal up in the top corner, my week's focus, but when I print them out. But
there you go. That's right.
But are you going to put this tracking thing here? I kind of would like to be able to see where I want to be in 1 year.
All right, yeah, I am. I was going to do that last night, but it was very late, and so I decided I would do it.
Yeah, I bet Donna, is Donna on the call today?
Not on the screen.
I bet Donna has written down her goals, and look at how great she's doing.
Right. Yeah, and a goal is not really a goal if you don't have a deadline.
Right.
I mean, sometimes in our NECAM business, we have our goals of where we want to go. Hopefully, we always have our goal, what we want to accomplish by what time. And we get frustrated when that's not, our long-term goal is not always something we can control. That's why we say set a goal you can control. But what I do and what I eat in 1 week is something I can control. What goes on my mouth. And then if we set a goal, like in NECAM, of getting some people on some calls or some things that we can do, then we can control that. So we have to set a goal for our long-range goal and then make the plans of things we can control to reach the goal. But if you don't ever have the goal to begin with, then you're never going to, probably not going to get there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make some more. If you have any suggestions of, okay, I bet as we go along and we have lessons from everybody that gives us so much information, everybody's going to say, oh, put that on the chart, put that on a game. But you can also make your own game. All you do in your computer is just make a rectangle. You don't have to do it in, you can just do it in Word or, I never did it in the PowerPoint before, because I didn't have PowerPoint. Just make them in Word. I always made them in Publisher because I like working with it with the colors and everything. And you don't want to make a really bright background. If I were doing this to print out, I certainly wouldn't have black and brown. I'd run out of ink and nothing flat. So my colors were always just, the background is very light in color, and then so I can print it out, and then you can also get a laminating machine for about $100. They're not that expensive, and I've certainly used mine a lot. Then you can make a little game. You can have it for your grandkids. You can take and cut these little squares all up, cut them out, and they usually have a color around the outside. Just makes it more lively. I'm such a I'm very color oriented. You guys might have guessed. Put them in a baggie, and then you have a board. Then your board that you had them on has something on it, and then they have to match it up. You'll see as we go along. Anyway, okay, well, that was a little bit of fun for today. Hopefully you learned something a little bit. Probably not as much as usual, but maybe we'll learn something that we will remember. So these words will be coming back, and they will be covered up again, and you'll be able to say it, see if you can remember them or not. So, you guys, thanks for joining us. Have a great day. And Nancy, are you planning to present some information, a bit of information to us tomorrow? Nancy's on mute. Star 6.
Thank you, Ruth. I forgot I was not muted. I mean that I was muted. Yes, it will be on aspirin and maybe a few other little tidbits. Way back when I told you that I heard on the news that it was not good for us to take an 81 milligram aspirin, I did find an article relating to that.
And you have Dr. Blaylock, so you can check what he says?
I'm not on his, I'm not a part of his thing, but
okay.
Yeah, I can kind of look on that. This is I think this is from John Barron. I'll have to look it up because I had that over a week ago before the funeral and everything. So
yeah. So if you have somebody that you check, if you don't know the person you're learning from, it, I think all of us need to do this is just have somebody that's I call Dr. Blaylock, the bottom line, that Some people might have somebody else. Some people use Dr. Oz as a bottom line. If you have somebody you really rely on that's not just in an, into advertising or a product or something. And one thing was interesting the other day is I noticed that Dr. Feist, in fact, I ordered the book finally, that was also, both their names were on that. So I think that gives Dr. Feist a lot of credibility to me. Okay. Now,
whose name was on Dr. Feist's book?
Dr. Blaylock.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he does the foreword to some of them, so awesome.
So that gives him a lot of credibility, huh?
Right. I'd like to hear this about the aspirin because, oh my gosh, we have just lived through that with the aspirin. Our doctor had prescribed it. Larry started bleeding. Next thing you know, he says to take iron. I'd like to hear this.
Bring that story tomorrow. If you don't find too much to cover, you might go into some of the others. I mean, they're really telling you, whoa, don't take this unless you have to. Pull out your magnets instead. No, they didn't tell me that. But I would take time each, let me know if you want me to take time each day that we cover, just go over, a review, a learning board. Shall I do that each time, each day, or just, we'll never get anywhere if I just do it once a week. But we could just pop through these really quickly. And we might not even talk about it. We might just say, okay, here's this word. How do you pronounce it? You do it silently and say it out loud to yourself. And then this is what it means. And then I'll give you a moment so that you say what that is. And then I'll open it and you'll be able to see if it's right. Want to have that as a part of a daily thing or just weekly?
Okay.
I vote for daily. Part of the opening.
Daily. The first time I heard about the aspirin, that was on ABC World News, Dr. Besser. He brought it up, but now this came through on one of the newsletters that I'm a part of. So I think it was either Dr. McCullough or...
somebody that you're related to?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you tell us about that tomorrow, Nancy, because we need to go. All right, well, we'll look forward to it. That's something we need to know about.
All right.
So, thank you. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for your participation. Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Thank you.
And everybody else.
Yes, Ruth. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.